Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Red Pill Chauvinist Show. I am your braggadocious yet very humble host, the Red Pill Chauvinist. Thank you for taking the time to ride with me. Leave all the BS in the trunk and just bring logic with you. This is a variety show that deals with topics like dating, spirituality, traveling, and much more. I'll be doing interviews with special guests from various walks of life, in addition to freestyling rants, discussing my opinions, and dropping red pills. Remember the red pill mindset is not believing in society's narrative and finding your own answers. Come take this ride with me.
Physical appearance. So ladies, when you get a man, be confident in yourself to know that that man is with you because of you. Which kind of leads me to the next point. He's with you because of you. Another insecurity that you ladies have, another insecurity, which is one of the things that turns men off, is insecurities. One of the top three insecurities that turns a man off is the fact that you're obsessed with wanting to remain looking young. Like, yo, ma, you're not 14. You're not 14. You're not even 21. For those who are not, you're not 21 no more. I understand you had a high sexual market value when you were 18, 21, maybe even 25. That's what's up. Good job. But you're in your 30s now, man. I don't want to see fucking sparkles and glitter on your face. You're 35, man. I don't want to see the fucking pigtails like, yo, you're a grown woman. Look grown and sexy. Don't look cute. I don't want cute chicks. I don't like cute chicks. Cute is synonymous with young. Young. I'm not a cradle robber. Like, I want a mature woman. Like, I remember going out the country, and I used the term. Spanish. You know, in Spanish you have the term mujer, and you have chica. So I said, hola mujer. The female looked at me like I insulted her. And I looked at my man like, yo, what I said? Mujer means woman, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, this is a woman, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, so what's the problem? She's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You call me woman. I'm a chica. Chica means girl. So y'all want to be termed as girls, but yet want to say you're independent, yet can say you can do everything on your own, but I'm supposed to look at you as a girl. Nah, man. It's a turnoff. When I meet a chick who's in her late 20s, early 30s, and still has the mindset of when she was in high school, that's a turnoff. When I see a woman, I'm a person that likes natural beauty. I don't mind a little lip gloss, I mean a little eyeliner, that's cool. And I'm not knocking women who wear makeup. By no means am I knocking a woman who wears makeup, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, dolling up whatever was already good. My thing is when women put the fucking cake on their face to try to make themselves look 10 years younger. Like, oh, matter of fact, I go even further. Like, y'all know, whether you know or not, I work in the healthcare field. So I've participated in facelifts. I'm not going to go into detail what happens, but I remember being I've never been in a facelift where the patient was a male. So all my facelift patients have been female. And the trauma that you must go through, ladies, to have a facelift, ass injection. I've been a part of breast implants. Jeez, liposuction. I've been a part of all that. And all I can always think of while being in the surgery is, yo, why would you put yourself through that, man? Like, that's mad physical trauma. And besides the physical trauma, the question is, like, yo, you can die. You can die doing it. And for what? Most ladies will say, you know, I want to look up for my man or for the men, but nah, in actuality, it's for your insecurity. When you look in the mirror, you don't like what you see, but ladies, I'm here to tell you, you have to like what you see. You have to like what you see. You have to love what you see. You have to accept what you see. That's the beauty of life right there. Like, a woman who doesn't accept themselves for who they are, that's a turnoff. I hate when I'm looking at a chick and I'm like, damn, yo, you beautiful. She's like, no, I got fat here and look at this scar right here. Like, this makes me look so, I'm looking like, yeah, I just told you, like, you're beautiful and you decide to pick out all the things that you feel make yourself look ugly. Like, how smart is that? Like, how attractive is that? Like, ladies, we gotta think, you know what I'm saying? If a guy's with you, he's with you for you. You know? He's with you for you. Like what I say, at your age. A lot of women with these anti-aging products. Like, yo, come on, man. Come on, man. My, like, come on. You want to look young. My thing is, there's a difference between trying to look young and wanting to look healthy. I'll go with the woman who wants to look healthy. Because you could be a woman of a certain age, but if you look healthy, that's attractive. That's sexy. For example. Angela Bassett. Any dude listening to this know what I'm talking about. Angela Bassett. She can get it. All right, we're going to go a little older. All right, fuck it. I go older. Mind you, I'm not even into older women, but those, I'm just giving you examples. So another example, Jada Pinkett Smith's mother. She's a senior citizen. Have you seen her? She can get it. These are women who are way older than me. And again, I'm not into older women. But I can tell you without hesitation, those two women can get it. These are two women who don't try to look younger than themselves. These are not two women who have caked on makeup so they can try to look and bag a younger dude. Nah. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that not only do they not, the fact that they act their age and they're confident in it. They're not holding back like, oh, well, you know, I'm 65. But I tell guys I'm 40. Nah. If she 50, she gonna tell dude she 50. And they gonna love her for that. That's how y'all ladies gotta be, man. You gotta age gracefully. Not think about, okay, how can I still make myself look 10 years younger? Like, come on, man. So to sum up physical appearance, man, I'm going to one more thing. I thought it was enough, but I'm going to one more thing before I get off. So when it comes to insecurity, that's one of the things that turn men off, or turns your man off. And under insecurity, we spoke about physical appearance. Under physical appearance, we have women wanting to be sexually desirable, which is a turnoff, because once you're with your man, why do you want to be sexually desired by other men? You're with your God. The second thing I said under physical appearance was age. Age. Women always want to front on their age, man. And I remember saying that in another video, like, if a woman lies to me about her age, like, that's a turnoff for me. Like, why you gotta lie? You starting off with a lie. Like, it's just your age, it's a number. Like, just because somebody's 25 don't mean they're mature or immature. Anyway, the last thing I want to talk about as far as under physical appearance, as far as being an insecurity, is weight. You know the saying, you pay like you weigh. Yeah, chick who weighs more, yeah, she gotta pay more for... She has to pay more because the sexual market value is pretty low. But not to stay too long on weight, like, and it kind of piggybacks off what I said as far as, you know, women wanting to look younger as far as looks are concerned. I'd rather a woman look healthy. I'd rather a woman be more concerned about her looking healthy than looking good. Because, you know, you have some 300-pound women with the ill makeup on, hair done. But from here down, no bueno. Like, you looking like you about to have a heart attack. Like, if you go up two flights of steps, like, no bueno. So my thing when it comes to weight is, everybody has a different body type. Everybody's metabolism is different. I get that. But my thing is, you can't be hollering, I want to be skinny. Going on these fad diets. I want to be skinny, going on these fad diets, as opposed to changing your lifestyle. as opposed to changing your lifestyle, because the diet is momentary. That shit is for a little bit. If you're obese, you're fat, whatever you want to call yourself, that's another thing. People afraid to let women know that they're fat and overweight because they don't want to be considered fat shaming. Look what good that's done. But ladies, all right, I'm talking to the ladies. You got to be honest with yourself, man. That's probably one of the biggest hurdles you need to get over. I've had my own mother tell me, if she knew she did something wrong to somebody, she still wouldn't apologize. You gotta be true. You gotta be honest. You gotta be accountable. Nobody made you fat. Nobody made you overweight. So, all right, but I'm not fat shaming. I'm not anything. I'm just saying this so that women can understand, like, you gotta be honest with yourself. So, if you're concerned about your weight, you got to be consistent in dealing with that issue. Whether it be going to the gym, even if you don't go to the gym, be more conscious of what you put in your body, what you eat. You know, women will say, there are no good men, this, that, and the third, but what are you doing to improve your chances of getting a good man? Like, it's not just going to fall in your lap. Like, women will work for the career that they want, the type of money they want, the type of car they want, the type of house they want. They work hard. They put the energy in. They put the effort in. They do all that. But when it comes to talk about getting a good man, I'll pray to God. That's a side note. If Jesus was up and alive today, how many of you women would actually date him and marry him? The dude was not about his bread. The dude was not about fashion or anything, any labels or nothing like that. Like, how many of you women would actually date him? But that's a side story. Anyway, just to close this off, because it's definitely been long enough. When it comes to your weight, you got to be consistent. You got to work for what you want, including a good man. Don't sit back and just wait and just think, like, nah, man, I'm a type, I'm looking for healthy women. So, and I like thick women. Don't get it twisted. But it's thick, and then there's fat. You know, like, a thick woman could still look healthy. That goes back to body types and all that. So I get that. But you got it. But bottom line, with all this stuff that I said, you got to do all this for yourself, or for your health. More importantly, for your health. Like, don't do this thinking, all right, I'm gonna lose this weight, I'm gonna have guys hollering at me, I'm gonna find my. That's cool. That's a byproduct of doing all this. A byproduct of being confident in yourself, not being insecure. Because the opposite of insecure is confident. Now, I'm not saying that you should have absolutely zero insecurities. That would be almost inhuman. Because I have whatever insecurity. I know I have insecurities, but they're so far and few. That's not something that I constantly think about. But ladies, definitely get to a point of lessening your insecurities. The top three that I would try to knock down is wanting to be sexually desired by other men when you're in a relationship. Wanting to look younger as opposed to aging gracefully and, you know, maturing gracefully. And last, your weight. A lot of women complain about their weight, but they consistently do not work on maintaining a healthy look. A healthy weight or a healthy look. Now, I'd rather say a healthy body, to be honest, but a healthy look more so, because I've seen skinny fat people. Skinny fat person, the one who looks skinny, but when they walk, everything jiggle around them. How you 110 pounds and everything jiggle on you? That's not healthy. So, all this, ladies, take care of your securities. That has a lot to do with being honest with yourself, being accountable for the things that have happened to you in your life, as opposed to pointing and saying, it's his fault, it's my mom's fault, it's my daddy's fault that he wasn't here, it's my teacher's fault, it's my ex-boyfriend. You gotta be able to look in the mirror and be like, all right, nah, right there, that right there, that's my fault. You know what? I could have done that one better. Because, like, another post that I had put up, after I put it up, somebody admitted it. So besides that one woman, I have not had one woman come to me and say, yeah, I had a good man, yo. He was a real good man, but I fucked that one up. Ladies, how many times have you said that to yourself? You had a good man, and you fucked it up. I'm gonna leave y'all with that. Y'all go in the look in the mirror and think that over, man. If you can't look in the mirror and say, not even just a relationship, but if you can't think of anything from your past that you could come to conclusion and say, you know what? Yeah, that was my fault right there. I could have done that differently, or I could have been more honest, or I could have communicated that better. If you can't come to that conclusion with yourself, then you can understand why you're single. Or you can understand why you're having issues in your relationship right now. So I could be very long-winded. Ladies, I can bet some started. I don't know if everybody came to the end. But if you're here with me to the end, I appreciate you coming to the end, breaking it down, putting your emotions to the side to get this message, man, because it's very much so needed. So like, comment. Hopefully I get some new subscribers from this, some new female subscribers. I appreciate y'all for taking the time out, for listening. Don't forget anything else. Nah, man. So, next video in this series. What's the next topic in this series? What's the next insecurity? I guess you're going to have to listen to the next one and know what the next seven insecurities are. But ladies, rewatch this, man. Let it sink in. All right? I'm long-winded. Like I said, cut it right there. Peace.